kicks off their party here in Philadelphia, the city of sibling love.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Take steps today to stay cool. We're going to be under a heat advisory starting at noon until 8 o'clock tonight. The National Weather Service says the temperature could hit triple digits today, and that, combined with high humidity, will make it dangerous for some people to be outdoors. New information this hour about the overnight shooting outside at Fort Myers, Florida nightclub that has left two people dead and more than a dozen others injured. Correspondent Boris Sanchez now tells us.
Police have detained two more people in connection with the shooting. That brings the total number of people detained for the shooting to three.
And Sanchez reports police have closed off a large area around the club.
The main crime scene is outside Club Blue, and it's in the parking lot. According to CNN producer Chuck Johnson, who's at the scene, he says there are evidence markers everywhere. It's apparent that a lot of shots were fired outside the club.
This shooting comes more than a month after a nightclub shooting in Orlando that was the deadliest such incident in modern U.S. history. 20,000 leaked emails showing how the DNC favored the Hillary Clinton campaign over Bernie Sanders has Sanders and his supporters fuming.
It is an outrage and sad that you would have people in important positions in the DNC trying to undermine my campaign.
Clinton's campaign manager pointing his finger at Russian hackers, suggesting they had a hand in the leaks.
Experts are now saying that the Russians are releasing these emails for the purpose of actually helping Donald Trump.
Trump's campaign chairman flatly denying this suggestion.
It's just absurd. I don't even know what you're talking about. It's crazy.
Correspondent Manu Raju reporting. Three politicians from our area are scheduled to speak at this week's Democratic National Convention.
D.C. Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton, former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, and current Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe are all on the list of convention speakers. McAuliffe takes the stage right after Hillary Clinton is nominated as the Democratic presidential candidate.
I'm going to talk little personal stories. You know, we have been friends for so long.
And then he'll tout some of Virginia's accomplishments.
As I say, the great economic recovery we've had here and the record investment in education and transportation, and really give people a sense of who Hillary Clinton is.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Now, should the Clinton-Kane ticket win in November, Virginia will have a peculiar situation on its hands as it looks to fill an empty U.S. Senate seat.
Governor Terry McAuliffe picked someone to hold the seat for a year before a special election in 2017, then the regular election in 2018.
You've got to have, at minimum, somebody who likes to raise money.
Says Christopher Newport University political scientist Quentin Kidd. The ideal candidate would be someone who already has a solid fundraising network.
And in my mind, that points to Don Beyer, for example, a Bobby Scott, Jerry Conley.
McAuliffe could go to what Kidd says is a rather shallow bench of rising stars in Richmond, or he could put in a placeholder for 1 year.
Leave the possibility open for Governor Terry McAuliffe himself to run in the event that he has an interest in being in the U.S. Senate.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A funeral is set for today for the last of the three Baton Rouge police officers killed in an ambush over a week ago. Today's service will honor 32-year-old officer Montrell Jackson. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,571, the Nasdaq at 5,100. Sports, the Padres rally in the late innings to beat the Nationals. The O's get a walk-off home run from pinch hitter Nolan Reinhold and to complete the sweep of the Indians. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When the power goes out, so does your radio. But our app is always on.
I'm just telling you the truth.
Get the free WMAL app today.
This is big stuff, big, big stuff.
In the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Hey, Chris Plant here for Cars for Kids. Now, take it easy. I'm not going to sing the song, but I am going to tell you that now would be a great time to clean out that garage and donate your car, truck, van, or boat to Cars for Kids. Here's the thing. You don't even need to be there when they come to pick up the car. That's how easy it is. Towing is free, and your car will be picked up within 24 to 48 hours. If you have a car that you don't need anymore and just want to get rid of the headache, whether it's running or not, do some good with it and donate it to Cars for Kids. Visit carsforkids.com or call right now at 877-CARS-4-KIDS, that's Cars with a K, and see how easy it's going to be to make a difference. The call is quick and the impact is real. Remember, that's 877-CARS-4-KIDS, online at carsforkids.com. Donate your car today. 877-CARS-4-KIDS. That's 877-CARS-4-KIDS. Online at carsforkids.com.
Get your carpets clean for $39 per room. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Steve Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Those Monday morning delays have begun southbound on 295 between Polk and Baker Street. Plus northbound, there's volume inside the 3rd Street Tunnel between K Street and New York Avenue. New York Avenue inbound has its own delay. South Dakota Avenue to Bladensburg Road. Have that overturned vehicle taking a while to clear that away. In the outer loop of the Beltway's off-ramp to River Road, it's passable, but the right lane is blocked. In Gaithersburg, westbound 370, an accident by Route 355. One lane is getting by. At the Carroll Avenue Bridge today, shuts down for 1 year for construction. Head over to Sligo Creek Parkway instead. Then in Alexandria, there's fender bender at North Washington Street and First Avenue. And Metro has delays this morning on the orange, silver, and blue lines. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A heat advisory starts at noon today and continues until late this evening, partly to mostly cloudy and very hot with a high near 100. Strong storms roll through tonight with a low of 79 and scattered thunderstorms on Tuesday with a high near 95. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 75 in Warrenton, 73 in Gaithersburg, 83 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Jiffy Lube. Another Florida nightclub shooting leaves two dead, at least 13 injured. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
It is 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Good morning. It's Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. And we are on location at the Wells Fargo Arena in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, for the Democratic National Convention. It's the city of brotherly love. And that's a microaggression, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we need to say, you said brotherly.
Brotherly and sisterly
love. We have to be gender neutral.
Okay, sibling love. It's the city of sibling love here in Philadelphia. Yeah. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, Lanny Davis, former Clinton White House counsel, would join us. Also at 8:05, Ken Cuccinelli, former Virginia Attorney General, on the Supreme Court's decision to not allow Terry McAuliffe's felons to vote. 8:15 brings us Sarah Westwood, Washington Examiner. And then at 8:35, we've got a Bernie person, Donna Smith. I want to ask her, what's next for Team Bernie after everything we've learned here already in Philadelphia? On day one, I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now is Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst and good friend of this program. And Joe, before we get started, I want you to listen to this little interview clip from Hillary Clinton last night on 60 Minutes. he's just wound
he's
up. Ready
to
go. He's way ahead of
us.
There are two things that I want to hit, but here's
Hillary
the
tackle.
Here is the first one. Take a listen.
I often feel like there's the Hillary standard, and then there's a standard for everybody else.
What's the Hillary standard?
Well, it is, a lot of, as you saw at the Republican convention, unfounded, inaccurate, mean-spirited attacks with no basis in truth, reality, which take on a life of their own. And for whatever reasons, and I don't want to try to analyze the reasons. I see it. I understand it.
So there's a Hillary standard. And by the way, when it came to Benghazi, she said, hey, that was not my security in Benghazi, not my ball to carry. All right, Joe, go.
Well, first of all, she is absolutely right. There is a Hillary standard. It's everybody else has to obey the law, and she doesn't. This is the Clinton rule of life. It's become now known in America. The FBI director, James Comey, has confirmed it now as a matter of law for the United States, creating a double standard of justice, something which he will never live down as FBI director, no matter how many times he goes to Capitol Hill and tries to whine about it. Second of all, with regard to Benghazi, she is, once again, a liar. She signed a waiver as Secretary of State so that bad security could be maintained at the installations in Benghazi. People forget this. She, under a federal law that was passed after the bombings of the embassies in Africa, Congress passed a law saying that the Secretary of State personally had to agree to diminutions in security at specific diplomatic installations. She signed that waiver personally for Benghazi, and she did it for the simple reason that she didn't want the place to look like a fortress. She wanted this to be her Paris in Libya. This is what it is amazing how she can lie and how the idiots in the American press don't know how to challenge her. I mean, Scott Pelley with his stentorian voice. I mean, he's so proud of his own voice, he can't even listen to the answers he's getting. At any rate, once again, she lied triply.
Well, and it's interesting because at one point she actually denied that she signed that waiver. So either way, she's in trouble. If she didn't sign the waiver, then she broke U.S. law. If she did sign the waiver, then the security problems happened on her watch, even
and
though she's trying to pass the ball.
And what price has she paid for it? Not one frigging thing, thanks to the FBI director. Let nobody forget, the FBI director changed American law forever when he did what he did at his phony press conference.
So if I could just change the subject real fast to the latest story, this would be the WikiLeaks dump of 20,000 emails. And I know you're not an FEC law, an elections law expert, Joe, but you've got a pretty good handle on a lot of these things as a former U.S. attorney in the district where a lot of the FEC stuff is regulated. Joe, if a party apparatus during the primary process is spending resources and energies and staff on one candidate at the expense of another, is that not an FEC violation? I mean, isn't the party supposed to be neutral and all of that money coming in supposed to be spent for party issues, not for a single candidate?
There's no question that it's certainly unethical. Whether or not it is an illegal campaign contribution or an in-kind contribution is probably a very, very difficult question to answer. But there's no doubt that as a result of the WikiLeaks emails from Julian Assange sent out from the Ecuadorian embassy in London, that she faces more scrutiny. And what's the most interesting part of this story is yet to come, and that is, what other emails does Julian Assange have that he may have gotten from the Russians, and when will they be released?
So you're saying that for the DNC to have done what it had done, which is to collude with the Hillary campaign to the detriment of the Bernie campaign, may not be illegal, but unethical. That seems to be what we hear time and time and time again with the Clintons. Oh, it wasn't illegal, so it was okay.
Just remember, there are two standards of justice in America. There is the regular standard for everybody on the United States, and then there's the Clinton standard. You can look at all of this, and people will roll over, and their eyes will roll when you talk about the Clinton Foundation and everything. In due course, all of this will take its toll. It already has on her. But you know, if you're a Clinton and you're a Hillary Clinton, you just keep rolling on, because as far as you can tell, it's not hurting you one bit. Although obviously she's taken hits below the waterline on public opinion about her honesty and trustworthiness. Nonetheless, that has to be converted into no votes. We'll see where that goes.
Freddie Gray, another officer, has been set free. The case against him has been dropped, it was laughed out of court again one more time. What happens next?
Well, apparently the prosecutor in Baltimore, Mosby, is going to go forward with the other trials. I assume that all the officers are going to request trials by the judge, Barry Williams, who seems to be smart, fair, just, and that I cannot foresee a set of circumstances in which there will be any conviction. The prosecutor has now assigned an entire new prosecution team to the case.
Jeez.
Because she's worried about the relationship between the other prosecutors who tried the other cases and the trial judge. She's trying to set up a new chemistry in the courtroom. My guess is it won't matter. And the reason she did that was because the judge has criticized those prosecutors for failing to turn over discovery to the defendant, which is exculpatory. And, of course, she thinks, she says, her little mind, she says, okay, I'll change prosecutors and everything will be fine.
Oh, it's just a chemistry problem.
That's like law school 101.
The one thing she can't change is the evidence, and it's not going to get any better.
Hey, Joe DiGenova, I got to do this. Here's the deal. We're starting the Democratic National Convention today here in Philadelphia. We got 4 days of Democrats and Hillary Clinton and all the glory that goes along with it.
Yes.
And coming up at the bottom of this hour, we've got Lanny Davis going to be our guest. You know what all of this calls for? It calls for a double dose of Joe DiGenova. We need you for two segments. Can you stick around for a little bit while we check on traffic, and then we got more Joe DiGenova?
Absolutely. I've got some recommendations in Philadelphia. for you.
Oh, even better.
Oh,
all
even
right.
better. There we
yeah,
go.
Yeah, because Joe and Victoria, they only go to the finest dining establishment.
Well, and you can help us decide which of these cheesesteak places we're responsible
for. Oh, I got one for you, though.
So we got more Joe DiGenova, a double dose here to sort of inoculate us from all of the progressive propaganda we're going to get over the next 4 days. So keep it right here at 7:15. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Steve Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I'll take a cheesesteak with cheddar any day now.
Betcha.
Some fries also, please. Southbound 295, slowing down as people head for Burroughs Avenue, plus northbound inside the 3rd Street Tunnel, delays K Street to New York Avenue. Tapping the brakes inbound New York Avenue from North Capitol Street to the tunnel and from the BW Parkway to Bladensburg Road Northeast. We have the overturned vehicle still there on the outer loop of the Beltway's off-ramp to River Road. The right lane is blocked, and we have the right lane blocked by tire debris on the outer loop's ramp to I-95 in Maryland. Westbound 370 in Gaithersburg, fender bender, left lane block, two-vehicle crash. The Carroll Avenue Bridge shuts down for 1 year today for construction. Head over to Sligo Creek Parkway instead. And we have delays northbound Route 5 between Aca Creek Road and Brandywine Road, with delays this morning on the Orange, Silver, and Blue lines of Metro. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy skies today, but a heat advisory starting at noon. Just get ready. It's going to be a hot one. The high is 98 degrees, but it's going to feel like 106 or more. Please, just we're going to break records today. Make sure you're hydrated and you stay cool as much as possible. Don't be running a marathon today. Tonight, thunderstorms. Some could be strong, low 78. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy skies, hot again, high of 93 degrees. Right now, we're looking at 83 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 7:16 on WMAL. We continue here with Joe DiGenova, former U.S. attorney from the District of Columbia. And Joe, boy, what a difference a year makes. You know, a year ago, former Governor Bob McDonnell of Virginia was the lowest piece of pond scum you could ever find in American politics for accepting gifts, private gifts while he was governor. And now, here we are a year later, and Tim Kaine, Senator of the Commonwealth, former governor, has just been named the vice presidential nominee for the Democratic Party. And, you know, it only took one quick Google search to find that Tim Kaine received over $100,000 in gifts from various interests that had business with the government when he was governor. And he's good enough to be one heartbeat away from the presidency. What gives with that?
Hillary said it. There's two standards. There's one for the world and one for the Democrats. As Chris Plant likes to say, it's really good to be a Democrat.
Yeah, if it weren't for the double standards, they'd have none at all.
And that's why the American press is so corrupt and why, regrettably, the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Eastern District of Virginia has now a taint and a tint to it of political influence in the case against Bob McDonald. When you look at this and you look at the two cases, the only difference is Tim Kaine reported all of his gifts. And the answer to that is, so what?
Yeah.
It's still illegal under federal law, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of Virginia. So where's the case against him? But you know what? It'll never happen because, just like Hillary, there's two standards of justice in America today, one for the rest of us and one for the Democrats.
All right. So also in the Commonwealth of Virginia, the Virginia courts have overturned this effort by Governor McAuliffe to restore the voting rights to felons, saying, no, that's unconstitutional. Your thoughts?
Well, I think what's interesting, and let's remember, it was the Virginia Supreme Court, the highest court in the state, and they ruled 4-3 that it was unconstitutional under the Virginia Constitution for Terry McAuliffe to grant blanket amnesty for voting rights purposes, jury duty purposes, and holding public office purposes to 200,000 felons. Now, the bottom line on all of this is McAuliffe knew this when he did it. Mm-hmm. He knew it was unconstitutional. He didn't do it. He did it for political reasons. This was to put more people on the voting rolls for the upcoming election.
Right.
What's fascinating is the language of the court and how they rip him to shreds, saying this is so unconstitutional that not a single governor before him even thought that they had this power.
But
and even many of them denied that they had this power.
But how in the world do you, now that they've been put on the voting rolls, how do you go back now and then cherry pick them and take them off?
Well, that's going to be, and that becomes even a more serious problem because the governor has refused, remember, this is a democratic, transparent administration. He has refused to release the names of the people who have been pardoned. Now, the next step is based on the Virginia Supreme Court's case will be an order from a local judge to force the governor to release all the names. He will resist, and then the fight is going to get even better because now it's going to be about the governor resisting a lawful court order. This story is not going to go away. It's going to get better before the election.
Well, and meanwhile, Joe DeGeneva, if in fact Hillary Clinton and Senator Tim Kaine do win in November and Senator Kaine becomes the vice president, Terry McAuliffe will be in a position with all of this hanging over him and all of this, you know, the standard crooked, shady dealings of slick Terry hanging over him. He's going to be in a position to name that next senator, and there's nothing stopping him from naming himself.
Of course. Well, that's, you know, elections have consequences. Terry McAuliffe is a one-term kind of strange fellow who, you know, made his way up from being a glad-handing, money-grubbing Democratic politician to be the governor of a great state, and now he wears that mantle. He could very well declare himself a United States senator for a period for the remainder of Tim Kaine's term. Anything is possible. Remember, if you're a Democrat, anything is possible.
All right, Joe, real fast, restaurant recommendations?
Okay, I'm going to recommend to you a place called Claudio's Specialty Foods. 924 South 9th Street, the greatest meats and cheeses. You know what their motto is? Life, liberty, and the prosciutto of happiness.
There we go.
I like that.
We're on it.
And anytime there's prosciutto involved in a place called Claudio's, and it's recommended by a guy named DeGeneva, you know it's going to be
right.
Good.
It's
great.
Always a pleasure. Thank you,
okay,
Joe.
Okay, guys.
I'm sorry.
No, I just wanted to wrap things up with Joe, and it is great to have him for two segments. But do you see the constant theme here as we enter the Democratic National Convention, the double standards, the shifty dealings, the politics over everything else, the money grubbing, the dirty money involved in campaigns, and these same names again, Terry McAuliffe back in the news, the slimy guy who sold out the Lincoln bedroom. Can you imagine 4 years of this, Brian?
No, I can't. But it may happen.
Oh, it may happen. It's 7:22, isn't it?
7:22.
Yeah.
Let Molly Maid prepare your home this summer. For the WMAL Rollback Summer Special at select Molly Maid locations, contact our Molly Maid friends in Fairfax, Loudoun, Prince William, Stafford, and Fauquier counties at WMAL.com/Molly Maid.
A recent study showed that one of the top reasons people don't go to the dentist regularly is due to dental fear. Well, I can relate to that because my experiences with the dentist when I was a kid were not the most comfortable. I had a big fear of the dentist. But for the past 2 years, I've been going to see Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. That fear and anxiety is gone. Honestly, I haven't felt any fear and anxiety going to the dentist. Oh, I've got plenty of fear and anxiety here in Philadelphia with the Democratic National Convention.
Yeah,
I mean,
they've got your number.
I am very, very concerned. But nothing like the days when I had to go to the dentist, and it wasn't Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry is a place where people who've had any dental fears can safely visit. Everything's talked about in advance. They walk you through your visit every step of the way. It's been life-changing. I really recommend it. If you have any dental fear at all, if you have a nagging tooth pain, if you have some interest in sedation dentistry, which, by the way, sedation dentistry can be a life-saving revelation for people who have had a fear of the dentist and just have issues with the pain. Go investigate it. They are the experts at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Call them 301-530-2434, 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Our top story. Some people will pay twice the price for the exact same thing. Our senior savings analyst, Tom, is trying to find out why.
Hello, I'm here with John.
Hi.
He just brought a suit into Zips Dry Cleaners. John, can I borrow $2? Thanks. Now, I'm going to set one of these on fire.
Wait, whoa, hold on a second. Why are you doing that? That's my money. Why would you set that on fire?
You see, this is basically what people are doing, John, every time they don't take their dry cleaning to Zips. Why do you think they do that?
Maybe they don't know about Zips?
Maybe, John. Maybe.
You're paying me back, right? Because that's my train ride home.
Maybe, John. Maybe.
Unless you've got money to burn, come to Zips. We'll dry clean any garment for just $2.29, cash or credit, using the same process as full price cleaners. Same day service, same high quality, half the price. Zips Dry Cleaners. We clean clothes with a clean conscience.
Visit one of Zips' 46 locations or go to 321zips.com.
Let's play word association. I say mold, you probably say yuck. When I say mold in your house, I'll bet you say there's no way. Unfortunately, mold grows anywhere there's moisture in your home. When that happens, everyone's health is at great risk. Health problems from mold, especially in kids and adults with weakened immune systems, include chronic nausea, flu-like symptoms, fever, asthma, and even emphysema. Got mold? A free residential mold consultation by the experts at Chesapeake Environmental Systems tells you for sure. Chesapeake's your go-to professional for finding and eliminating mold in your home, including airborne contamination. Got mold? Let the pros at Chesapeake put their scientifically proven techniques to work for you. For your free in-home consultation, call 866-420-MOLD. That's 866-420-6653. Or find us at ChesapeakeMold.com. Chesapeake Environmental Systems. We don't just find mold, we get rid of it for good.
7:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Steve Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning. We have a malfunctioning traffic light southbound on Pennsylvania Avenue, right by 295, plus on 295 itself, southbound delays Polk Street to East Capitol Street. Northbound volume inside the 3rd Street Tunnel heading for New York Avenue. Inbound New York Avenue down to single-digit speeds between North Capitol Street lengthwise and the tunnel. In the outer loop of the Beltway here on a Monday, there's an overturned vehicle on the off-ramp to River Road that's blocking the right lane. Plus, on the outer loop's ramp to 995 in Maryland northbound, there's debris on the right lane. Tire debris, to be exact. Westbound 370 in Gaithersburg, a fender bender takes you down to just one lane. The Carroll Avenue Bridge in Tacoma Park closes for 1 year today for construction. Use Sligo Creek Parkway instead. Metro has delays this morning on the orange, silver, and blue lines. And traffic is brought to you by MidStar Washington Hospital Center, one of U.S. News & World Report's best hospitals in the nation and our nation's center of medical expertise. To make an appointment with specialists, call 202-877-DOCS or visit MedStarWashington.org. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A heat advisory will be in effect from noon till 8 today, partly to mostly cloudy and hot with a high near 100. Strong storms may move in tonight with a low of 79. I'm Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Thanks, Jeff. Right now, 82 degrees in the nation's capital at 726.
You know, it seems like everybody's pushing us to make sure we get lots of exercise. You know, you got to get a little exercise every day. But I think this next idea is a really, really bad idea. According to the Associated Press, out at BWI Airport, you know, up there, the Thurgood Marshall Airport, they're going to have a gym. Uh-huh. If you get through security, right off the security TSA security checkpoint is going to be a gym.
Well, but what if I don't have my workout clothes with me?
And here's the good news. Apparently, they'll let you rent some.
Rental workout clothes.
Yeah.
Rentals. Like golf bowling shoes.
That's right.
Or something?
That's right. So
you're going to be a guy who sprays the shorts the shoes?
If it weren't enough that you're running through the airport, dragging your bag and carrying stuff on your shoulders and getting all hot and sweaty as you go through security and disrobing and then re-robing, and then you get through security, if that's not enough exercise for you, you can work out in rented workout clothes.
And then shower, and then get dressed, and then go.
Well,
hopefully.
That's the other thing. What if you get behind and you don't get to shower?
Yeah.
Then you're going to be getting on the plane right next to me, and you're going to be all smelly.
Yeah, it's going to be the guy in the middle seat right next to me. That's
bad idea.
728 on WMAL.
This week, a woman will make history in the city of brotherly love.
We want to write the next chapter in American greatness.
But who will help Hillary Clinton unite her party?
There has never been any man or woman more qualified for this office.
CNN brings you all 4 nights with unparalleled access.
We believe we are stronger together.
The Democratic National Convention. Live coverage starts today at 4 Eastern on CNN.
When towers seem like trees and roads become rivers, the Range Rover Evoque is there to guide you through the twists and turns of the urban jungle. Gaze up through the available full-glass panoramic roof to take in the city from an unexpected angle. Lease the 2016 Range Rover Evoque SE Premium 5-Door for $379 per month for 33 months with $1,000 summer credit included in lease payments and $39.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through September 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond. On.
around.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Coming up on WMAL, it's going to be a heat wave in the district today, a nasty one. We'll tell you all about it. Plus, Lanny Davis, former Clinton White House counsel, will be our guest on this day one of the Democratic National Convention. It's Brian and Larry live in Philadelphia after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. We'll be under a heat advisory from the National Weather Service starting at noon today until 8 o'clock tonight. Forecasters say the temperature could hit with the 100-degree mark, and that coupled with high humidity could make it dangerous for some people to be outside today. We'll have the complete forecast just ahead. At least two people are dead, at least a dozen others injured after a shooting outside of Fort Myers, Florida nightclub.
We understand this happened at Club Blue, the shooting happening outside of the club very early this morning. There are very few details about any suspects right now. From what we understand, a person of interest was apprehended by police at an intersection not far from the club. From a brief glimpse at Club Blue's Facebook page, there's a flyer for a party last night. Apparently, it was teen night. It was an all-ages night where no ID was required to get in.
Correspondent Boris Sanchez and police have now detained three people but are not yet referring to any of them as suspects. As the Democratic National Convention gets underway in Philadelphia, it already has a public relations problem.
I'm with
Democratic National Committee Chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz forced to resign amid a massive email leak showing DNC staffers favoring Hillary Clinton over Bernie Sanders during the Democratic primary.
Hell no, DNC! We won't vote for Hillary!
More than 1,000 Sanders supporters marching in Philadelphia in protest. Sanders himself, who has been calling for Wasserman Schultz's resignation for months, telling CNN that he's not surprised that the DNC was working against him.
Correspondent Manu Raju. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,571, the NASDAQ at 5,100. Sports, the Padres overpower the Nats to take the rubber game of that series. The O's get a walk-off win over the Indians to complete the three-game sweep. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Attention homeowners, with this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops or something doesn't seem quite right, call ARS to the rescue. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's right, a free service call with any repair. That's huge savings. If your AC breaks down, ARS Rescue Router is ready to help 24 hours a day. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Hi, I'm Adam Bold, founder of the Mutual Fund Store. This past week on the show, I talked about the ways to reach your retirement goals. You know, for most people, over their investing lifetime, they'll jump from advisor to advisor, from strategy to strategy, investment to investment, still looking for that one thing that will help them. Meanwhile, what they could have done is have an investment plan with a little balance, and that's exactly what you should expect from an advisor. If you're looking for that kind of strategy, the thing that's going to get you from where you are now to where you want to be financially, I'm going to make it really easy. All you have to do is go to mutualfundstore.com, click on the free portfolio review button, and you'll get an analysis of your current investments as well as our recommendations for the future. Absolutely free, but this expires close of business on Monday. Mutualfundstore.com, click on the free portfolio review button. Maybe you'll get a little peace of mind.
Built for business. In business, time is money. In business, money is also money. No wonder nearly 1,000 businesses choose Comcast Business Internet over DSL from the phone company every single day. Not only is it up to 5 times faster, it's actually a better value when you go with the fastest plan. So take a minute out of your busy schedule and call Comcast Business. It will be well worth your time and your money.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add voice and TV for just $34.90 a month. And ask about our two-year price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 8/31/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line and private view TV for new customers. Two-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Savings claim based on cost per megabits per second. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Chris Plant here. As an avid gun enthusiast, I was thrilled when the nation's most advanced indoor shooting range opened just up the road in Prince William County. Elite Shooting Sports has 42 shooting lanes, all well-appointed with the best equipment available. They offer programs for all skill levels as well as ladies-only classes taught by all female instructors. Looking for a great place to host your next corporate or team-building event? I recommend you choose Elite Shooting Sports. Visit EliteShootingSports.com.
Landmark College in Vermont, the college of choice for students who learn differently. There's still time to apply for the fall semester. Classes start August 29th. Learn more at landmark.edu. That's landmark.edu.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Steve Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We have a malfunctioning traffic light southbound this morning at Pennsylvania Avenue, plus southbound 295 slowing Bennett Road towards Capitol Street. Inside the tunnel, 3rd Street Tunnel, northbound slowing K Street to New York Avenue, then inbound New York Avenue slows towards the tunnel as well. On the outer loop of the Beltway, there's an overturned vehicle, the off-ramp to River Road, blocking the right lane, plus on the ramp to I-95 in Maryland on that outer loop, there's tire debris sitting in the right lane. Use caution. Westbound 370 in Gaithersburg, we have an accident and only the right lane is getting by. Starting today, the Carroll Avenue Bridge in Tacoma Park shut down for 1 year. You can use Sligo Creek Parkway in its place. And in Alexandria, North Washington Street is closed with an accident by First Street. Metro has delays this morning on the orange, silver, and blue lines. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A heat advisory will be in effect today. The high soars to 100. It will be partly to mostly cloudy and strong storms tonight with a low of 79. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 77 in Springfield, 75 and only 83 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Landmark College. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. It is now 7:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Here's what we have lined up for you here in the next few minutes. Coming up at 8:05, Ken Cuccinelli, a former Virginia Attorney General, on a ruling by the Virginia Supreme Court that, well, that effort to give felons the vote was unconstitutional. Sarah Westwood with the Washington Examiner coming up at 8:15, and then at 8:35, Donna Smith, Executive Director of Progressive Democrats of America. She likes that Bernie guy, and she's not very happy with what's been going on here pre-convention. She'll join us again at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And we are here at the Wells Fargo Arena in preparation for the Democratic National Convention in the city of brotherly love. And joining us now is Lanny Davis, who, Lanny, we're here at the arena and you're not. You're what are you hanging out at a donut shop? How you doing, Lanny?
Welcome to the city of brotherly love, and as usual we'll have a brotherly love conversation.
You betcha.
Today. I wanted to be there in person so I could charm you in person, but maybe the rest of the week once I figure out my way how to find you. So I'm in
as the week develops.
Yeah, right. It's not easy getting through security, trust me.
All right, so Lanny, let me ask you something. Bernie Sanders won 23 states in the primary process, and obviously party unity is an important issue here. So let me put it this way. We've just learned from the WikiLeaks dump that the DNC was colluding at the highest levels with the Clinton campaign to the detriment, trying to stop the Bernie Sanders campaign. The Bernie Sanders campaign wanted one major concession in the Rules Committee, and that had to do with superdelegates, and he ended up with a compromise, they're calling it, which means the DNC has to sign off on superdelegate rules in the future, and we already know how the DNC is set up. And Tim Kaine, the opposite of Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders, somebody who's in bed with Wall Street, has been selected as the running mate. So from the Clinton campaign perspective, Lanny, why should a Bernie voter vote for Hillary?
Well, let's start with what Bernie Sanders not only has already said, but before there's too much celebration by folks like you that want to see Hillary Clinton defeated, let's watch what you say the night, which is coming soon, when Bernie Sanders takes the stage, and especially when the ballots occur. And we'll contrast that night when the Democratic Party comes together.
Well, Lanny,
let me finish, guys.
No, but you're going to talk about Ted Cruz and Donald Trump.
Versus the booing that went on with Ted Cruz at the Republicans.
All right, and I understand, but that wasn't my question. I know exactly why Bernie Sanders is going to support Hillary Clinton. No, my question is, why should a voter vote for Hillary? I understand why Bernie is supporting Hillary.
I actually think that's exactly the answer to my question. If you disagree with the answer, that's different than saying I'm not answering, because Bernie Sanders stands for what Bernie Sanders voters stand for, duh, and Bernie Sanders will say Donald Trump is diametrically the opposite against the minimum wage, against Obamacare and national health care, in favor of banning people based on their religion, the opposite of every single issue a Bernie Sanders supporter is in favor of, even on trade. Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine are only for fair trade, not the kind of unbalanced playing field trade rules that have applied so far. So Bernie Sanders is the person that Bernie Sanders voters support. Did I say something illogical there?
No. Well,
you're saying vote against Donald Trump, not for Hillary. I get it. That's all right.
As a matter of fact, Bernie Sanders, you will hear, you guys are going to be disappointed if you get out too far, so I'm just trying to save you today. I like you.
All right. Thank you for that.
Just wait for what Bernie Sanders says, and then we'll see what Bernie Sanders voters say, who right now are telling pollsters that 9 out of 10 are supporting Hillary Clinton. So the other 1/10 will pick up after Bernie Sanders' speech. Just get ready, guys, to be disappointed in your expectations.
I can tell you right now that based on my conversations with a lot of Bernie people that I talked to yesterday, they are not going to be, it's not going to be small, and they're not
very
happy.
Well, people who come to the convention protesting are not exactly a sample of Bernie Sanders voters across the country. But just wait. I'm telling you guys, don't get out.
All right. Understood.
All right. Fair enough. We got other stuff. Hang on. We got lots of other stuff. We take your point. Okay. I got to ask you, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, was it proper of her to step down?
I didn't hear your question.
Was it proper of her to have made a decision that after the end of this convention, she will step down?
Yes. And Senator Sanders said that not only does he accept that decision as the right thing, but he also praised her for her past service. So this is a comment for me that I'm going to be agreeing with Bernie Sanders throughout this interview, because he is unifying the Democratic Party. And he did say that what happened, as I say, that what happened at the DNC was wrong. And so has Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine supported the decision of Debbie Wasserman Schultz to step down, although I agree with Bernie Sanders, she performed a great service for the Democratic Party.
Also, I see that there are some new polls that show that it's tied, and there's actually a new poll that came out this morning that suggests that Donald Trump is now in the lead, and that there's been as much as a 10-point swing. I mean, that's if that's true, that would be one heck of a post-convention bump.
It would really be astounding that Mitt Romney was ahead of Barack Obama in 2012 after his convention. Shock. I mean, holy mackerel, Brian. Shocking. After his convention, a bounce. Do you remember the results of the 2012 election?
Well, so I do remember, yes. I sadly remember, yes.
Convention. Uh-huh. And we'll see. Again, guys, don't get too far in front of your skis. We'll wait for after the Democratic convention, which, unlike the booing that occurred against Ted Cruz and the insult even after the convention from Trump, watch what happens with Bernie Sanders on Thursday night. I know something you guys don't know. Just watch.
You're gonna
tease us like that and not share?
Hey, Lanny Davis is our guest. And real fast, Lanny, we're almost out of time. But a quick question. I got to follow up on something. You agree that it was absolutely correct and appropriate for Debbie Wasserman Schultz to step down in light of what we learned with the DNC over the weekend. If that's the case, then why is it appropriate and proper for the Clinton campaign to hire her?
Ding, ding, ding. Excuse me, why is it we're having a low reception problem, guys?
Okay, let me repeat the question. You just said it was inappropriate, or it was appropriate for Debbie Wasserman Schultz to resign in light of the WikiLeaks scandal over the weekend. If that is the case, then why is it appropriate for the Clinton campaign to hire Debbie Wasserman Schultz?
Well, she's been a friend for many, many years, a member of Congress, a very, very high regard, but she has also taken responsibility for a horrible and indefensible series of emails.
But she pays no penalty. She gets a job from Hillary? She gets a job for those horrible, indefensible behaviors? Then you hire her? What does that tell us about a Clinton administration?
This is very unlike you because you're usually very fair. There isn't a single email of Debbie Wasserman Schultz that you can quote. Quote me one right now.
No, but Lanny, you just said she takes responsibility for it.
I'm asking you to quote me any email she sent that was horrible.
Well, you're asking me to make an argument that I did not make. I didn't say she was on the emails, but you just... I didn't make that argument, Lanny. You said she takes responsibility. If she takes responsibility, then why is she rewarded with a job?
But she did not send any of those emails, so thank you for proving my point.
That's not...
The emails that were sent... She's responsible for, and she stepped down. Thank you.
She stepped down, and then she got hired by the Clinton campaign,
and
that's okay.
Thank you for agreeing with me that you couldn't name a single email that she sent. Thank you.
I never made the argument, Lanny.
Oh, I don't think all the emails are out there, Lanny. I'd be careful about that.
No. She absolutely kept her hands clean on that so far. Lanny, thanks for that. Very enlightening, as always.
You.
Appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you this week. It's 7:45. Got a neck ache with my head is hurting from following that spin there.
No, because your head was going.
WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here is Steve Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, guys. On the outer loop of the Beltway, we have an overturned vehicle on the off-ramp to River Road. The right lane is blocked. The right lane also blocked on the outer loop's ramp to I-95 in Maryland. That's some tire debris off to the side. We have a malfunctioning traffic light southbound on Pennsylvania Avenue right at 295 and delays on 295 southbound heading for Benning Road. On the northbound side of the 3rd Street Tunnel, you have some volume in there as people head for New York Avenue. Westbound 370 in Gaithersburg, an accident has just the right lane getting by. The Tacoma Park area has the Carroll Avenue Bridge shut down for 1 year beginning today. Head over to Sligo Creek Parkway instead. And Metro is running with delays on the orange, silver, and blue lines. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The National Weather Service has a heat advisory in effect during the afternoon and start of the evening. Partly to mostly cloudy and hot today with a high close to 100. Strong storms may develop tonight with a low of 79 and scattered thunderstorms tomorrow with a high of 95. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 84 degrees right now in the nation's capital at 7:46.
Oh, it's too hot, lady.
Yeah, it is going to be just a scorcher today. So, look, we're not going to give you the advice we always give you in a situation like this. This is one of those days where you need to take it just a little bit easy because although the temperature, the real thermometer temperature, will be somewhere right around 100, 101, maybe 102, they say that the feel-like temperature, depending on the humidity and all that, could be as high, and I'm not making this up, as 115. That's how hot it's going to be today. So this is a day that you need to just really ease it on down the line. You got to hydrate. You got to stay cool. Crank the AC. Stay out of the sun. Don't exert yourself. What?
Nothing. You're very good at this. It's good to have all of these rules. It sounds like you're talking to your child on this thing.
Well, I'm just look. I mean,
By the way, I
always hate people who come on and say it's going to be hot, so be careful out there. But I mean, really, it can get you so quick.
No, absolutely. So if you were going to mow the lawn today, you should probably know. Do not mow the lawn.
Would not mow the lawn.
Not mow the lawn. All right. Good to know.
I wouldn't go jogging.
You would not go jogging.
I would
today.
Not go jogging.
Normally, on any other day, you would go jogging. How many miles? curious. So, if it were 68 degrees and nice, moderate,
I might
no humidity,
think about going jogging.
Speed walking, perhaps.
Yeah.
Speed walking. All right. What about going out and doing some Pokemon Go?
No, I wouldn't.
You should
do
not
that
do that
I
either.
I wouldn't do that either.
You just did. What are we going to do today?
You're going to sit down. You're going to go to the thermostat and you're going to turn it as low as it will go, and then you're going to sit there under a fan. And not do much.
This Pepco Brownout brought to you by Brian Wilson on WMAO. 7:48.
Attention homeowners, with this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops, call McCarthy Services. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's huge savings. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Selling your home can be exciting, but let's face it, can also be very stressful. That's why you should choose the agent that will deliver you a worry-free experience, and that agent is my friend Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance. With Frank, you can rest easy because with over 25 years in the local real estate market, Frank brings an insight to home sales that can only come from experience. Plus, you have Frank's guarantee that if your home doesn't sell for the price and in the time you agree upon, he will buy it. Suzanne had previously tried to sell her Capitol Heights home. She had trouble trying to sell it.
Heck of a thing.
She got no results. But you know what? She's smart. She picked up the phone. She called Frank. Frank evaluated the home and created a plan that resulted in a full price offer. You see, all agents are not the same. And it's no accident the nation's leading authority on real estate and Shark Tank co-star Barbara Corcoran only recommends Frank Prindle in the Metro D.C. area out of thousands of agents. So, what do? You call Frank Prindle, 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
For years, the Cascade Center for Dental Health has been the place to go for comfortable, friendly, no fear, no lectures dental treatment. Here, our patients are family, and word of mouth, no pun intended, has been our best advertising. Once you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Here, you're treated like family. We know your time is important, so we make restoring your smile easy. One office, one doctor, one day. And with sedation dentistry, it's completely comfortable, pleasant. You can even sleep your way to a perfect smile. As our longtime patients would tell you, there's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Except no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. Aprilia, or Dr. Haggard. Personally,
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
This week, a woman will make history in the city of brotherly love.
We want to write the next chapter in American greatness.
But who will help Hillary Clinton unite her party?
There has never been any man or woman more qualified for this office.
CNN brings you all four nights with unparalleled access.
We believe we are stronger together.
The Democratic National Convention. Live coverage starts today at 4 Eastern on CNN.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
Not everybody can turn $1,000 into $100,000 in the cattle futures. That's why we need the CNBC business desk. Here's Susan Lee. Hey, Susan.
Good morning.
We got to throw those Hillary references in all week. It's the DNC, right?
I can tell. I look forward to it. let's talk about the markets, guys. And stocks can see a flat to higher open today. Verizon and Yahoo have made a big connection. Verizon now buying Yahoo's internet business for just under $5 billion. And that does not, though, include Yahoo's stake in China's Alibaba. A deal will help Verizon's AOL get more exposure to more internet business. And CEO Mercer Meyer, who has been with Yahoo now for 4 years, will not stay on after this deal is done. AMC is buying rival Carmike Cinema for $1.2 billion. That's 10% more than AMC's earlier bid, which Carmike rejected. Nintendo stock is having its worst day in Japan since 1990. Nintendo warned Pokemon Go will only have a limited impact on its earnings, disappointing money investors. Apple is expected to sell its 1 billionth iPhone as early as this week. The first iPhone debuted in June 2007. And Star Trek Beyond was a top movie this weekend, earning $59 million for Paramount at the box office. The film cost just around $185 million to produce, so they have to make a few more dollars to get there. I'm Susan Lee for CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM AM 630 WMAL.
I want to tell you about Renters Warehouse. They're the professional landlords of rent estate. Call Renters Warehouse if you're considering renting your home or investment property. Renting your home is a great option here in Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. because there's such a high demand for rentals. Our region is so transient. And with renting, your home becomes a cash register that rings every month, providing you with great cash flow. Someone else is paying your mortgage while you still get the tax savings, appreciation, and equity that comes with owning property. But to make rent estate really work, you need the experts over at Renters Warehouse on your side. They exist for one reason, to make renting your home as easy as possible. They're going to find you quality tenants for top dollar on average in just 17 days. Wow, that's amazing. And they'll handle all the pesky paperwork, the rent collection, even the 3 a.m. phone calls about leaky toilets. You don't want to deal with that. All that for a flat fee of just $80 a month. Why don't you just get the information, find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis right now. It's free. Call Renters Warehouse, 202-625-4370. 202-625-4370. One more time, 202-625-4370. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate. It is 7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Steve Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
If you're heading on the outer loop of the Beltway, you've got problems this morning. There's an overturned vehicle on the off-ramp to River Road. The right lane is blocked. Plus, on the outer loop's ramp to I-95 in Maryland, northbound there is tire debris sitting in the right lane. Southbound Pennsylvania Avenue with a malfunctioning traffic light. Be careful out there. Northbound 3rd Street Tunnel slows into New York Avenue. Southbound 295 is heavy as people go towards East Capitol Street. The inbound side of New York Avenue delays from North Capitol Street to the 3rd Street Tunnel. In Gaithersburg, westbound 370, an accident has just the right lane getting by 355. Starting today, the Carroll Avenue Bridge closes for 1 year with construction. What you could do is head over to Old Carroll Avenue or Sligo Creek Parkway instead. Metro has delays this morning on the orange, silver, and blue lines. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A heat advisory will be in effect from noon till 8 today, partly to mostly cloudy and hot with a high near 100. Strong storms may move in tonight with a low of 79. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 84 degrees in the nation's capital at 7:56.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
I get it. Totally get where you're coming from. Got a problem with your home air conditioner and you just want it fixed. Like now. In fact, yesterday. Can we do that? You don't want a bunch of rigmarole or repairmen wasting your time, much less reaching for your wallet. You are looking forward to that moment when your home's air conditioning system is back to doing its thing, quietly and invisibly keeping things cool. And when you call my stand-up guys from Snell, you're going to get just that. Quick repairs done right, and if it isn't exactly right, my stand-up guys will make it right. Regular maintenance and tune-ups that'll keep it running in peak condition, no matter how long summer sticks around. Like I said, I get it. And when you get it, it's all good.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Have you ever looked to see what timeshares at your resort are selling for on eBay? This could bring you to tears. Is your timeshare getting harder and harder to book the week you want at the resort you want? Is that mortgage payment on your timeshare a lot more than the value you're getting out of it? How'd you like to just be done with it? Hey, it's Chris Plant, and you can be. I vetted Timeshare Exit Team, and I trust them. They will get you out legitimately. They don't buy, sell, or donate timeshares because those tricks still leave you holding the bag. They negotiate on your behalf with the resorts to get you out safely, legitimately, and forever. They've got offices right here in Alexandria and Towson where you're going to meet with them face-to-face. Go to TimeshareExitTeam.com and look at their reviews. These are the guys that do it right. They've got a 100% guarantee that they'll get you out or give you a complete refund, because if they can't get you out, they haven't earned your money. Visit TimeshareExitTeam.com. TimeshareExitTeam.com. That's TimeshareExitTeam.com.
Let Molly Maid prepare your home this summer. For the WMAL Rollback Summer Special at select Molly Maid locations, contact our Molly Maid friends in Fairfax, Loudoun, Prince William, Stafford, and Fauquier counties at WMAL.com/Molly Maid.
When you're single, you get a lot of great dating advice. And by great, I mean terrible.
You should totally ask out that woman at work.
Sure, what could go wrong? Oh yeah, pretty much everything.
Dude, get a motorcycle. Chicks dig bikes.
Unless it turns out you don't know how to drive one, then you can have your first date in the emergency room.
Yeah, it's been 6 months. Of course you can date her sister.
Okay, I'm gonna pretend I didn't even hear that. You know, just because they're your good friends doesn't mean they have good advice. But there is one piece of advice you can count on. Check out It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch is the world's number one personalized matchmaking service for busy professionals. And the reason we're so successful is because we're so successful. We get to know our clients, and we use that knowledge to make great hand-picked matches. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Find out what an It's Just Lunch matchmaker can do for you. Call 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
Coming up on WMAO.
We'll be joined by Sarah Westwood with the Washington Examiner to talk about all of these email revelations.
Also, we're going to ask a Bernie supporter why Bernie supporters should be supporting Hillary Clinton, considering she's pretty much treated them all like patsies. Plus, former Attorney General